I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Bible made the American Library Association's top 10 list of books most challenged in America's libraries and public schools this year. MNN's Dodd Morris tells us more.
Ruth, the annual list stirred up some controversy. Christians got angry. Right now, social media seems filled with this kind of Christian. Biblica's Carl Moeller says there are two things every believer must do if they want to have a Christ-like response to the cultural challenges we face right now. Pray and read the Bible.
Why do I say that? Because if I orient my heart in prayer to letting God speak to me, and I read a reader-designed Bible, it allows me to read long portions of Scripture without being tired, without stopping and constantly encountering breaks in the text. We actually begin to ingest Scripture deeply.
For Mission Network News, I'm Dodd Morris.
And when Kids Alive International first landed in Lima, Peru in 1998, all that existed was one children's home. It served both orphans and children placed there by extreme poverty. But things have changed. Now, three children's homes and two care centers provide support to around 500 kids. And there's even a school. Mike Fiji with Kids Alive.
We've changed the ministries so that extreme poverty children are cared for by our care center model and orphans, abandoned, abused kids in our children's homes.
Through consistent care, these kids are hearing the gospel and learning to trust God. And it's Kids Alive's hope and prayer for these children being served to one day become the leaders who serve. But for now,
one of our biggest concerns right now is just for more good, godly house parents that love the Lord and love kids, nationals that would do that.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want stories that help you to pray for your world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Current events, plus gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.